This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour, and welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Well, you might say it was a crazy day, and quite ironic considering that Democrats were giving Republicans such a bad time. But the DNC was off to an interesting start, let's put it that way, and ABC has the details.
Meanwhile, Democratic leaders are trying to deliver a voice of unity in the face of controversy, and it was First Lady Michelle Obama being credited with doing that last night.
She did, and another thing she did that was very interesting, she made it a point not to mention Donald Trump's name one time. You knew when she was talking about him, but she never quite used his name. And with all of that, you know, from all the turmoil this party experienced yesterday, day one was full of cheers, jeers, boos at the same time. But it was something that Michelle Obama said during her speech that really had a lot of people in this room excited. Take a listen.
What I admire most about Hillary is that she never buckles under pressure. She never takes the easy way out. And Hillary Clinton has never quit on anything in her life.
Something else that the First Lady said during that speech that had a lot of people on their feet, don't let anyone ever tell you that this country isn't great, that somehow we need to make it great again, because this right now is the greatest country on earth. Of course, talking about Donald Trump's whole slogan, make America great again. Here it is, day two, and, you know, yesterday, I should say, in the morning, we said, day one, we don't know what it's going to bring, right? And the same thing goes for day two. All of these delegates here are supposed to select Hillary Clinton, of course, as their nominee, and she will be the first female to do so of a major party. So it's a big day for Hillary Clinton, but it's also a big day for the party. Can they unite behind her right now? We're also expecting to hear from former President Bill Clinton. Live in Philadelphia, Laura Harris, back to you.
Hey, Laura, did Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the DNC chair who resigned, ever make an appearance there?
Well, it's been very weird. You know what happened at the breakfast with the Florida delegates just yesterday. She was booed, not off stage, because she finished everything she wanted to say, but she was booed the entire time, people holding signs. One of Clinton's staffers actually talked to the Washington Post, and there's a rumor that Wasserman Schultz already flew back to Florida. He's saying that rumor is not true. She's definitely in Philadelphia, but just keeping a very low profile to make sure the storyline doesn't continue to highlight her.
Yeah, she may be subjected to witness protection here, Scott. I don't know. But, you know, the First Lady is popular.
She's got a job already.
Yeah, exactly.
She's in the Hillary campaign.
Like, you're surprised? I mean, come on.
Not at all.
Well, you know, and as one delegate said, and I think we said it yesterday, wasn't she already doing that job anyway, you know? So, you know, irony of ironies. And, you know, with her nomination and all this, you know, the rigging and everything like that, does she become, you know, in a sense, an illegitimate candidate? I mean, sadly, I mean, that, you know, people are going to, you know, maybe they'll forget. Maybe they'll just say, well, it wasn't that consequential, and it's a lot to do about nothing. But, you know, it's like one of those clouds that looms over this nomination. And that's unfortunate. For Hillary and her followers.
I don't think so. I mean, look, you're watching Bernie, who looks like a shell of what he was, you know, 4 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah, he got booed too, right?
Well, he's just...
It's equal opportunity booing over there. You know what he's done?
He's just he's a shell. He doesn't have, you know, he's given his speech and he doesn't have any of the fire that he had a few months ago. And I'm not big on Bernie Sanders, but you can obviously tell there's a huge difference between him when he's going, yeah, we should vote for Hillary, as opposed to when he was talking about what he wanted to do.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you lose some passion in translation, and especially, I'm sure, you know, that's biting, which is what we talked about before, that was inevitable, and it was going to happen there at the convention, and that is that his people were going to be in an uproar, and this was even before we knew about the emails. Bring the emails on, and it demonstrates the clear manipulation and the rigging of the system. No bueno. and the fans are going crazy. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America, just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, I wonder if the Democrats would think that America is already on track, even though 7 out of 10 of us say that there's something very messed up about the running of our country right now. And this has been, going on for quite a while, at least through these last two administrations. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. This is Bill Martinez. For more information, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. And it comes with a bonus, by the way, when you send me an email. Just tell me you want to be in the running for those one of those free DVDs of Miracles from Heaven that we're giving away. Absolutely, with our compliments. All you got to do, when you send me the email, give me your address. Tell me, hey, put me in the hoppa. I want to be in the running for it. And if your name is pulled, you're going to have a DVD Blu-ray disc with our compliments coming your way. So thank you very much. Hey, Liz Peek is going to be with us, a columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst after managing her firm's entrance into international research and foray into the market for U.S. equities in Japan. She became Wertheim & Company's first female partner. And we are standing by for her. I understand having a little bit of communication problems in terms of connecting with her phone, but we will do that in un momentito, so patience. We've got lots to talk about, especially after night one of the DNC. What did you think about that? Did you think that it was a time that people were pulling together, that there was a sense of unity? I mean, here was the Democrats were very, gleeful about what was going on in the Republican Party's convention, how things were being worked out and some of the contention. And here it is, irony of ironies, the very thing that they were accusing, the Republicans of are the things that they're doing, in dealing with their stuff. And this release of emails, what is it with the Democrats? They just don't know how to work the email, situation. I thought it was pretty basic, but I guess not. And here it is, some 23,000. I mean, that's a lot of emails that WikiLeaks unleashed on us. And, and the things that it exposed about the Democrats, which is consistent with the things that were said in the movie, if you had a chance to see it, Hillary's America. Liz Peek is with us right now. Let's bring her on. Liz, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. So we were just talking, about the convention, but also Hillary's America. Did you get a chance to see that movie?
No, I have not.
Liz, let me tell you, it's... it is quite quite eye-opening. Well, there were two, movies over the weekend, and I had a little, kind of Democratic Party Hillary marathon going on. We saw the Clinton Cash movie based on Peter Schweitzer's book, Clinton Cash.
Yeah, that Cash. I have seen. Yeah.
Powerful. And then the other one is Hillary's America from Dinesh D'Souza. I mean, you can't lock somebody up and expect them when they come out not to have some emotions, And it's there. It's an interesting... not only interesting scenario as he talks about the Democrats' game plan, but also a powerful witness about the history of the Democratic Party.
Interesting. Well, look, there's a lot to talk about with Hillary Clinton. I was just looking at her recent polls, and they are just pretty devastating, honestly. And I think what we're seeing at the convention is it is very hard to rally people behind Hillary Clinton because she right now has the worst polling of her entire career, an astounding two-thirds of the country, not just Republicans, but of the country, think she's dishonest. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is in the wake of the James Comey issues. And Bernie Sanders supporters know that all of the conversion that took place on the road to the convention of Hillary Clinton to being a progressive and champion of higher minimum wage, et cetera, it's all bogus. And they know it's bogus. And, you know, having her bring Tim Kaine in as her running mate kind of confirms it's bogus. So, you know, I think the only thing they really can do, and I think we saw this last night, is solidify the hatred of Donald Trump, talk about basically preventing him from being president. And I think that's what we're going to have is 4 days of bashing Trump. You know, when Bernie Sanders got up to speak last night and to rally people to support Hillary, he didn't really talk about Hillary. He talked about her ideas and her leadership, but we know that her ideas come from him.
Mm-hmm.
And her leadership, you know, basically, yeah, she's been in positions of leadership, but what has that gotten us? Not very far. So really, it's just about not electing Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Well, interesting how things have changed. I mean, before it was, you know, anybody but Obama. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we're stuck in that rut. Now it's anybody but Trump.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this, Liz, with, you know, Hillary immediately hiring Debbie Wasserman Schultz after she was shamed out of her position as chair of the DNC. What does that say about the campaign and one Hillary Clinton?
I thought it was an unbelievably stupid thing to do. But what does it really say? It says that in Hillary's world, Debbie Wasserman Schultz did exactly what she was supposed to do. She put her thumb on the scale. Is there any question she was doing this? No, there is no question. Now we know. Now we have proof. Okay,
yes.
But so why wouldn't Hillary reward Debbie Wasserman Schultz? It was at her behest that this was all going on. So, you know, I thought it was really pretty remarkable that she did this because it is such a red flag to Bernie Sanders supporters who already are tepid in their enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton. I mean, she has to be pretty concerned here that her supporters, that the Obama coalition, but people that she's counting on simply don't turn up at the polls. And the last, I think it's CBS poll showed, you know, 84% of Republicans, I think that was the number, saying they would definitely vote. Only 79% of Democrats and a lower percentage, 72% of independents, most of whom are going to vote for Donald Trump. So I think she's, you know, I think it's not a shoo-in. That's, I mean, you know, we've been told by the media that Donald Trump is going to crash and burn. Maybe so. But the way it looks right now today, she has some problems.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you look at it and you go, they're both racing to that crash and burn zip code. And, you know, you just go, well, you know, this is like going to a NASCAR event. You know, it's like, okay, we're just waiting for a crash. You know what I'm saying?
True. And it's equally riveting, isn't it? You
it really
can't take your eyes off this thing because every 15 minutes something new outrageous happens. And it's like, holy crow, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, exactly. You got Ted Cruz who impales himself and then Trump on the way out, instead of just stepping over the body, he has to stop, take pictures and, you know, give some sort of commentary. It's like the guy is dead. All right. Leave him lying. You know?
I think you're really, you know, very well said. Trump almost always steps on his own line. And even so, you know what? Even with his terrible campaign and the lack of funding and all the rest of this stuff, he's in a dead heat with Hillary Clinton, the machine of the decade. So you have to just kind of shake your head on this one.
Well, you got to know, Liz, the comedians, the late night comedians, are just licking at the chops because between the two of them, I mean, there's plenty of cannon fodder here to talk about. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the DNC, you know, and the stuff that we talk about right here on Bill Martinez Live with the one and only Liz Peek. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-425-6588 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-425-6588. 800-425-6588.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like that's what you want.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
I know, this is one of those songs, you know, that, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're still clapping and being happy, and nothing wrong with that, really. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, you said that you did get a chance to see Clinton Cash.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me okay, Liz? Hello? We're still having some... Okay, good. I said you had a chance to see the movie Clinton Cash, based on Peter Schweitzer's celebrated book that came out earlier this year, that recently just went to paperback, by the way. Anyway, what did you think about that movie?
Look, I think it's not a great movie. Don't expect, you know, Gone with the Wind or something. But the truth is, it lays out very clearly, very simply, how every time the Clintons get close to an enormous pot of money, they and their friends become richer. And when the worst in some ways to me was the episode where in Haiti, after the terrible
earthquake. Isn't that disgusting?
There are billions of dollars raised by Bill Clinton and by George H. Walker Bush for the relief of Haiti. And at least it appears, and I've heard this actually confirmed elsewhere, that almost no money gets directed into the actual rebuilding of Haiti. The only thing we know for sure got done is that one of the Clinton family friends got some money for a project which had nothing to do with the damage done by the storm, by the earthquake, and everything to do with lining the pockets of a Clinton ally. But if you multiply that by 100, that's why the Clinton Foundation continues to be a honeypot for the Clintons. Actually, another thing that came up, you know, Chris Christie did a very good job, I thought, indicting Hillary Clinton during his speech at the Republican convention. And he goes through a whole bunch of instances where Hillary has really done the country wrong. One of them being her failure as Secretary of State to denounce Boko Haram, or to designate that organization as a terrorist organization, put them on the terrorist watch list. And that's a very interesting story. I've done some research on it since. And sure enough, it turns out that the Clintons are close to a couple of Nigerian billionaires who are presumed, and that's the right word, to have benefited from the fact that Boko Haram chased legitimate oil producers out of oil producing country region in Nigeria, and basically made a deal with some kind of shady operators to sell oil to them. And those guys got really rich. And one of them paid Bill Clinton $700,000, $700,000 to make a speech in 2011. And I believe another one in 2012 donated millions to the Clinton Foundation, all the while presumably encouraging her not to designate Boko Haram as a terror group, even though Congress wanted her to do it, the military, U.S. military wanted her to do it, even though Boko Haram had already blown up a U.N. facility in Nigeria. It's a pretty horrifying story, but it all fits the pattern, a pattern which is very well laid out in Clinton Cash.
You know, the thing that's glaringly missing here, Liz, and I spoke with Peter Schweitzer about this, is how quiet everybody else is. It's almost like as if they're finding them out, am I next? You know, because as you say, the pattern is so well established that it really exposes the underbelly of the corruption that exists in our government. It's kind of like what we saw happen with the Bernie Sanders campaigns. Look like a duck, talk like a duck. I mean, and here it is, and it is run rampant. You know, we've heard stories with Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, and there's been Republicans involved as well. And that's not to, you know, because sometimes it bothers me when people say, well, you know, it's on both sides. Well, yeah, it's rampant. It is a cancer that has metastasized, and nobody is calling him to question on this. So why not? And on top of that, you know, while Hillary is the Secretary of State, where's President Barack Obama on all this?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting question. Obama fans would probably like to think that he has been able to keep himself free of the taint of the Clintons. And to be fair, there has not been any hint of personal enrichment through the kinds of scandalous activities that are all over the Clintons, right?
Mm, I mean, right.
The selling of favors under the Clintons when they were in the White House became a talking point on the right and a joke for the country that you could buy your access to the Lincoln bedroom, et cetera.
Exactly.
And maybe that's...
I want the commission on that. Can I get in a position to get commission on a little bit commission on that? I think you and I would do really well.
But I think it's really interesting. Here, Obama is so desperate to elect Hillary Clinton because most of the stuff that he has wanted to do, that he wants his legacy to be, is going to be junked if somebody else becomes president. I mean, that's a really big deal. So his environmental agenda is up before the Supreme Court. That could certainly be demolished. His immigration amnesty programs, all the stuff that he has championed, that he feels good about doing, even the Iran deal, Donald Trump says, I'm not going to stick by that. So,
exactly.
You know, so he has a huge vested interest in Hillary Clinton's success. And yet, you just have to imagine that he is scared to death that somehow this ooze of Clinton scandal is going to start to penetrate the Obama household. I don't know how, but the potential is so dreadful for him. So,
well, even with these emails, Liz, I mean, 12 emails at least that he sent to Hillary to her private server. So he can't plead any kind of plausible deniability or whatever. I mean, his hand's in the cookie jar here on this one.
Yes, although they haven't. I mean, I agree that he clearly knew about the private server. But did he know all the other stuff that she's been up to? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly they were nervous about it because they set up very strict and clear rules about how the Clinton Foundation was supposed to operate. Rules, by the way, which Hillary didn't abide by. So, I mean, if I were Barack Obama, it would be seriously difficult to take that stage and really wax enthusiastic about Hillary Clinton. I don't know. I mean, and that really speaks to his dishonesty, as much as anything else does.
Well, he did that already when he took her on Air Force One and went to North Carolina, and he lauded her praises and everything. In fact, I thought it was quite ironic between you and me that he referred to her in the same name for the code name for Bill Clinton's mistress that goes in and out of Chappaqua. Just saying.
Kind of an amazing... Yeah.
You know, kind of a faux pas. I'm looking at her face to see, you know, what kind of reaction. And she's so stoic. I mean, you know, I got to hand it to her. I mean, this is why, Democrats are insistent in saying, hey, I don't care if she's caught killing Donald Trump. You know, it doesn't matter. We're still voting for her.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's just pretty horrifying. But I kind of agree with you that, well, look, I mean, the email dumps. Who knows what's yet to come? I think it would be just totally dishy if they continue to sort of haul these things out during the Democratic convention. But you know what? Maybe during the campaign it'll be just as important because right now Hillary Clinton's under fire and that'll relax. I mean, we're going to all be consumed by the Olympics here in a few weeks and, people are not going to be paying as close attention to the election. So we'll see.
Well, Julian Assange says that, no doubt about it, and Julian Assange says, you think this is bad, I got more coming, and this next one, if she doesn't get indicted, there's something terribly wrong, with this next dump that he's holding. So we'll have to wait and see, and as you say, there are some potential distractions along the way with Rio, and of course, Rio is not without controversy either, you know, right now, right? Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Liz Peek, thank you so much for being with us always. Liz is the columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business.
Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
And I met you in the summer to my heartbeat sound.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country, join us. And thanks for coming on, you know, for the ride as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. I mean, this is the issue. You know, that we find time and time again. If you've had a chance to see if you know, whether it's Hillary's America or Clinton Cash, I mean, so much is being underreported or not reported at all in the interest of party politics. And clearly this has been the gravest injury that the mainstream media has thrust upon we the people. And, you know, after watching, you know, Hillary's America, and, you know, and the presentation was done, and of course we talked with Dr. Carol Swain yesterday, who's one of the stars of the movie, where she lays out the Democratic Party's origin of being really anti-Black America. And I hate the hyphen stuff. I told you that. But, you know, in terms of a particular race group, what the Democratic Party of the Ku Klux Klan, the Democratic Party of you know, getting Blacks back on the plantation, all they did was find a new way to an old game, which is what Dinesh D'Souza had pointed out in terms of his experience after going to jail and, appreciating, I guess, in a sense, appreciating or at least understanding the con game and what they do. They just get a new con. They stay with the con. They never give up the con. And when that wears out, they come up with a new one. And, you know, the ball just keeps going round and round. So not to be surprised, but quite an eye-opener, I can tell you, this weekend as we watched that movie. And, you know, many of my friends were going, what is going on? How come we don't know about this stuff? It's because it's not being reported. The mainstream media is not doing their job. And this is why they're losing circulation and losing audience, because they are, you know, it's a disservice. that they're putting upon we the people. We need to know about this stuff. Anyway, we also need to know about some fun stuff, which is the viral videos that have broken out all across this country and around the world. And the best person I know to do that is the Good News Girl herself. Samantha Mills Mao is with us. Miss Mao, how are we doing?
Oh, I'm doing lovely. You know, there's so many good news stories to choose from this week that, you know, it's hard to narrow them down to just a few, but I did my best.
Well, you give the highlights, and I understand, you know, otherwise we could be here all morning long, which might be good anyway, because then we can let people know that, hey, there's a brighter perspective. There actually is good news out there. It gets lost in, you know, one political convention or another. But you know, I would say to you that whatever you miss here, you just go to Sam's Corner on Bill Martinez Live. And you can, you know, catch up. You can see the videos and the stories right there yourself. Let's talk about this first one. Benny Bills, $100 in Salem, Oregon. What's this about?
So this is really cool. In Salem, Oregon, a random benefactor who we don't know there's a random benefactor that's been going around since 2013 and leaving $100 bills in different things like diapers or like cereal or... You know, it just seems to pop in places where people might need it. Mm-hmm. And the $100 bills are signed Benny. Now, this has been like $50,000 worth of $100 bills, and that's just the ones that have been reported. You know, that's not including everything that's been left around the city.
Until Benny tells you there's another $50,000 like an Easter egg hunt that hasn't been found yet or something, huh?
That's right. Okay. But, you know, whoever is doing this is just they remain anonymous, and it's completely going... you know, it's gone unclaimed. And I'm sure the reason they're signing it Benny is because, you know, it's all about the Benjamins. The Benjamin Franklin is on,
exactly.
On the $100 bill.
Very cool.
But they're saying this has been very beneficial. Or
Benny-fitting. Yes, that's great.
But they said he's just a hero that they need right now. And he's like, whoever is doing this has gone on to inspire the people that they're helping to pay it forward. And some people have been so touched by the generosity that they've actually saved the $100 bills, and they'll put it on the refrigerator and then pay it forward with their own money. You know, it's just kind of being kept there as a reminder to do kind things. So this is a really cool story, and what a lovely person to do that, whoever they are.
Yeah, and that's neat. I mean, I'm sure that money is coming handy in some cases, and people, like you say, because of the testament and the heart behind it, you know, even though they could use to spend $100, they want to save it as some sort of memorial of kindness and to remind them that, you know, so much kindness can go a long way, even for $100 or $20 or, you know, whatever it is, or even a smile for somebody who needs the smile. You got another one here from West Sacramento, a local girl initiative to spread kindness is going viral. Another one of these kindness stories. We love this. What's happening here?
So this young girl in West Sacramento, she's actually just 10 years old. And she just wants to make the world a better place. So she has an initiative that she calls Because I Care. And she makes these little bracelets. She sits in her home with her family, and she makes these little rubber band bracelets. And she has a little tag that goes with them. And she's just wanting people to, she gives them away. And the only thing she asks is people be kind to each other. And, you know, she's had contact with people from all over the world, like London and I believe New Zealand. And, you know, she just said, she wants it to go all around the country, all around the world. And she's like, when I grow up, I want to live in a better place. And I want people to be kind to each other. And I think it's a very simple idea. You know, she doesn't think that it's anything, you know, extraordinary. She's just like, it's very simple. It's just be good to one another.
Yeah.
And, you know, her dad said this is the kind of woman kind of young lady she's always been. You know, for her 8th birthday, the same girl also asked for donated food to go to local food shelters instead of a present. So obviously her parents are doing something very right for a young girl like this.
Well, sometimes you're blessed with these children that we call old souls. You know, they just have a heart for people and a kindness and, you know, for a time such as this. And it's good to have this because, you know, as contentious as our world is these days, to have, you know, shining lights of love and joy and kindness, you know, speaking to us, it reminds us that, you know, it's a good thing, you know, that is a, it is a virtue that we have, you know, available to us if we want to connect with it. And this girl brings things into perspective. Well, congratulations to her and her family.
Right.
And thank you for spreading kindness that is going viral. Like you said, beyond her West Sacramento zip code. I mean, it's going around the world. Now you got this next one about a teacher's touching letter to an autistic boy who failed exams that has just taken off. Tell us about that.
Oh, this is a British teacher, and her name is Miss Clarkson. And after this young boy, he's 11 years old, he failed a few exams, and the teacher decided to write a letter. She actually addressed it personally to him, mm-hmm. and his name's Ben. And when his mom read it, she just started crying because, you know, the teacher wasn't saying that the tests weren't important, but she said these tests are only measuring one aspect of who you are, one level of who you are. You know, there are other things that are great about you, including his artistic talents, his ability to work and learn, his growing independence, his kindness, you know, his ability to express his opinion. So it was just a letter, you know, I'm sure that's not the type of letter that this young boy's mom was expecting to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, just him sitting down and getting through a test was a big deal.
Exactly.
So it was, I just thought it was really kind of, you know, it's good for teachers to kind of take a note from this, because I think sometimes we can all get caught up in the importance of tests. And, you know, some people, they just don't test well in that specific arena, but that doesn't mean that they don't have a lot of other things to offer the world.
Well, that was very astute of her. And I'm sure the mother, like you say, was very blessed, because anytime someone blesses your child, and you can imagine what this mother of this autistic boy has gone through, and in terms of some, you know, critical perspectives about him, and a teacher recognizes that he is a gift and there's so much more than just one test. What a blessing. One final one, an 8-year-old's effort to keep a mailman hydrated is going viral. Tell us about that, Sam. We got about 30 seconds.
Okay, sure. An 8-year-old boy actually got recognized by the president because his name's Carmine Nathaniel, and he just wanted to leave out some Gatorade and water for his mailman. And it was just a simple thing. He was worried he might be dehydrated. The video ends up going viral, and, you know, it's just such a simple gesture, but his mailman acted like it meant the world to him, and I'm sure it does on these hot days of summer.
Exactly.
So maybe all of us could get out there and do that. That's something we could all do today.
Well, that's the one thing about it. Like you say, it can be so simple, but yet so effective. She's the good news girl. Now you know why. Go to Bill Martinez Live and see for yourself at Sam's Corner.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, little Mungo Jerry, huh, for the morning? Why not? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez here. You know, no doubt, you know, Donald Trump talks about making America great again. Michelle Obama said, hey, we're already great. But no doubt that we have been dealing with our share of adversity. You know, the last 8 years, as we see our indebtedness as a nation climb, the amount of people on food stamps continue to increase, unemployment numbers, regardless of what the and I don't know what's going on with the government and how they come up with this number, 5%. Well, we kind of know how they do. They kind of they rig the numbers is what they do. I mean, if we did that, we'd never get a passing grade. But somehow the government can do it and come up with, a, you know, a 5% single digit unemployment number. But still, you look around, and you see our neighbors still unemployed. But all that to say is that we have been experiencing a lot of adversity these days, you know, in America. And our next guest says, look, at adversity can be your greatest ally. With us right now is Coach Michael Taylor. He's written a book, Adversity is Your Greatest Ally, How to Use the Challenges as Stepping Stones to Live the Life of Your Dreams. Coach Michael Taylor, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for the opportunity to share a positive message because we're obviously inundated with a lot of negativity.
Yes.
So I think there's a different way to possibly perceive it.
Why not? Let's make our day here, okay?
Fantastic.
All right. Adversity. You know, some people, I understand when you first come into adversity, you have a choice what you want to do. Is it going to make you better or bitter, right?
Exactly. But let's look at it from a personal perspective. It's easy to look at all the challenges out in the world, but let's look internally for a moment. So I'll go back about 20 years, and I had lived the so-called American dream, mm-hmm. and then I watched that dream turn into a nightmare as I went through a divorce, a bankruptcy, a foreclosure, and a deep, deep state of depression. Mm-hmm. So obviously there was a lot of adversity in my life. But then I received a miracle, and that miracle showed up in the form of a question. And as I was sitting at home one night, I looked across my room, and I noticed that all the books on my bookshelf had something to do with making money. And as I looked at the books, this question just popped in my head. And the question was, Michael, what if you took all the energy and effort you've used in trying to get rich and simply learn how to be happy.
Mm, yes.
And that one question literally in an instant changed my life, because for the first time, I had to stop looking outside of myself and look inside to figure out what it was about Michael Taylor that needed to change and be transformed in order for me to be happy. Mm-hmm. And so as a result of asking that question, I went on an amazing journey of self-discovery. And what I decided to do was take all the lessons that I learned to put my life back together, share it with others. And that's why I wrote Adversity is Your Greatest Ally.
Now, you say out of this epiphany and this understanding of the new Michael Taylor 2.0, there's 10 ways to get you through your breakdowns and toward your breakthroughs. What are those 10 ways?
Well, actually, there are five. I think more importantly, there are five things that I think everyone must do in order to turn adversities into allies. And,
okay.
And the first thing a person must do is to take 100% responsibility for their life. Because
mm-hmm.
for a very long time, when I went through the dark periods of my life, I was blaming my ex-wife, I was blaming society, I was blaming the color of my skin. I mean, I had all these excuses. But it wasn't until I made a choice, a simple choice, and that was to say, you know what? If there's going to be a change, it has to be up to me. So mm-hmm. it's going to be, it's up to me.
You got to take responsibility. Right.
Absolutely. That's number one. Number two, a person must be willing to get out of their comfort zone, because there is no growth, there's no transformation without challenge, without struggle, if you will, because challenge and struggle is a way of saying that you're getting uncomfortable to get out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. So if you want to really transform your life, then that's what you have to do. Get out of that comfort zone. And that means doing things you've never done before.
Exactly.
And number three, you must commit to your own growth. See, as mentioned earlier, it's easy for us to point fingers at the government and look outside of ourselves. But if we don't commit to our own growth, then nothing will change. And number four, you must develop a positive attitude. And this is extremely difficult because we're constantly inundated with negative media images of what's going on, and it looks like the world is going to hell in a handbasket. But if we choose to develop a positive mental attitude, I can promise you that there are a lot more things right with the world than are wrong with the world. So we have to realize that we have to focus our attention on that which is right. And last but not least, number five, is you must discover your own unique gifts and talents. You see, everybody has unique gifts and talents. And in the book, I have a chapter on finding your purpose. And once we discover what our gift is, then what we'll do is we'll find out how we can take those gifts and apply it to help make the world a better place. That's
exactly.
When you know you've found your purpose.
Well, I often say, Michael, that the giftings and talents that God has blessed you with have to be exercised and grown. One of the things that I found in my business experience is that when people are most frustrated is when their talents are not being exercised and furthered. It is one of those things that will wake you up at 3:00 in the morning. It will gnaw at you to no end. And, and that is one of the key attributes to living a fulfilling and happy life, in my opinion and in my experience. So you and I are in agreement, particularly, on that issue. These five keys that you mention are so key to turning adversities into allies. I mean, the one thing that people need to appreciate, one thing about adversities is it's never 100%, right? You can navigate around these and use these to build up those mental and physical muscles that you need to build up, because it's about resistance. We don't build things up unless there's some opposing force, right?
Right. And, there's one of the most important chapters in the book is a chapter called Make Peace with Your Past. And I think it's important that we recognize that from a very early age, even as kids, sometimes we receive programming or conditioning, if you will, that convince us that we are unworthy. And one of the things we have to be willing to do is to understand that we are worthy and lovable just the way we are. And so the process of transformation, or shall I say, I use the metaphor mountains, because we all have mountains in our lives. And if we're going to climb mountains, it's important that we have tools that help us do that. And so Adversity is Your Greatest Ally is a tool that I believe can help you recognize that you can overcome any adversity in your life. And that's the whole intention of the book, because I can't change your life, but you can. But I can provide you with some tools that I know can support you. And that's the reason that I write. That's the reason that I speak, because I want to empower people to climb the mountains in their lives.
Michael, what you have to share really transcends race, though, you know, your experience as a black man, you know, many black men could see very relevant, because you bring to bear, you know, if I can say, your blackness, your perspective on how, you know, how the culture has responded to you and how you can respond to the culture and be successful at doing that. Is that fair to say?
Yes. And, you know, interestingly enough, we have a situation in our society where it appears that race relations are getting worse. I personally don't believe that's true. We obviously have challenges in our police department and with racial discrimination in our country. But I have a positive outlook on that, because I believe it's bringing attention to some challenges that we still need to face. Mm-hmm. And someone once said that everything faced cannot be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced. And mm-hmm. so I believe we're having an opportunity to really face some of the challenges we have. And these keys that I share transcends ethnicity. It has absolutely nothing to do with your race. It has everything to do with your humanness.
Yes.
And when we embrace this idea and understand that we're all human beings, then we know that there, then I know that there's absolutely nothing we can't accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael, certainly I think the opportunity that lies before this culture today is a healing of race. And as you say, a discussion about these things, you know, some social justice issues, things that are top of mind for some people. And we need to face these in such a way to where we can have the conversation and eliminate those incentives and those interests that have benefited from this civil unrest and people not communicating. Because, I mean, the thing that I hear in my travels across this country is that, look, at have enough people died in the name of civil rights? Have we gone through enough of it already solve this? Why does it continue to reproduce itself? Why does it continue to be an issue when I would say a growing and an ever increasing number of people are beyond this? We have to, as you say, face the issues. Let's talk them out and let's get beyond this so that we're not constantly coming back to this defect, you know?
Sure. And again, I think it is a matter of addressing it, but we have to address it with compassion and empathy.
Well, of course.
You see, unfortunately, what happens is when we have these types of situations, there's a lot of anger, there's a lot of frustration, there's a lot of disconnection. And it's difficult at times to face it with empathy and compassion. Yeah. And so that's why I say when we take full responsibility for our own lives and make a choice that we're going to figure out who we are first, do our own work, do our own inner healing, then we can now go out into the world and help facilitate others' healing.
Yes.
But we have to heal ourselves first, I believe.
Yes. Well, Coach Mike Taylor says, for those of us who are willing to make the investment in our own personal growth and development, we will be rewarded with great relationships, dynamic health, financial abundance, spiritual connection, a deep sense of purpose and fulfillment, and the opportunity to give back to our communities and change the world for the better. Very well said. Coach Mike Taylor and his book, about adversity on Bill Martinez Live.
$50 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.